Finance and the Big Four banks are yet to move after the official interest rate was cut yesterday for the first time in 18 months. The Reserve Bank dropped the rate by 25 basis points in a bid to boost economic growth.
Now, most economists had not expected the move, and some are questioning whether it was necessary. Economist Saul Eslake says that means the cut might be short-lived.
That this rate cut and any other that we might get over the next few months, as the Treasurer says, might turn out to be unnecessary, and that we see the Reserve Bank taking these rate cuts back before the year is out, depending on what happens overseas, of course. And in that sense, it's a little like what happened at the end of 2001, when the Reserve Bank cut rates in October and December of that year after the terrorist attacks of 9/11, only to raise them again in May and June of 2002.
Let's go to the markets, and share markets, in fact, rallied overnight. The Dow, the Nasdaq and the S&P 500 all rose sharply. In London, the FTSE closed up more than 1%. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $53 a barrel. Tapas is at $57 a barrel. And gold this morning is worth $1,260 an ounce. The Aussie dollar is buying just over 78 US cents, 68 euro cents and 51 pence sterling.